We're back on the air, continuing our chat with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the DNR in Marquette County and part of Alger County. And I appreciate some more of your time, Brian.
No problem. Anytime.
We've been talking a lot about ruffed grouse and woodcock and how it's kind of looking throughout the UP, especially here in the central UP. And I appreciate that insight. So let's go now to deer, as we kind of alluded to earlier this hour, and kind of talk about the checks that you've seen so far during archery deer season, and anecdotally what you're hearing. And I'll tell you what I'm hearing is a lot of hunters feel like there is a really nice number of bucks on the landscape, from spikes and forks all the way up through what seems to be a really good class of 3.5-year-old bucks.
There certainly does seem to be that. You know, if you look at our records, we have our predator prey research and our deer movement research, where we had 200 plus collars out there. We got great survival out of those fawns and adult deer last year. You know, we had that heavy snow in February and things were looking pretty dismal. I think I remember even coming on your show and, you know, and everybody was like, oh, singing the blues. And I said, just hold off. You know, and really that's really what it was, is that snow left early. So those deer actually came.
Yeah, we didn't get hammered in April.
Exactly. And that's the most important part. And those deer came through really well, actually, despite that crazy snow we had. And we're seeing that reflected now. And those deer came out healthier. They're going to put on better antler growth. And you had more of those deer survive. And so with the mast crops that we got out now, I'm seeing tons of acorns across my work area.
Yeah, that's where I was going next.
The choke cherries were a little spotty. Blueberries were really good. Raspberries were pretty good. But acorns are just phenomenal. Anywhere I've gone so far, I haven't seen a bad spot for acorns. So I'm fully expecting to see, one, lots of bucks because we have better survival, particularly those fawns. And what I'm seeing anecdotally at the office is I'm actually seeing some really nice antler growth. Deer that you think might be 3.5 are actually only 2.5 when I actually look at their
mouth.
Although my sample size is small, so I want to caveat that because I haven't seen a lot of deer yet through bow season, but the bucks that I have been coming in have been really nice.
Well, I tell you, that is a nice problem to have. Misidentifying a deer as being 3.5, because that's what we're used to. Seeing an antler growth in a rack like that, thinking, oh, that's a 3.5-year-old buck. And they're really only 2.5.
Right.
What a phenomenal problem to have.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have. So, you know, and like I said, even the hunter, when they came in, they're like, oh, that's a 3.5-year-old buck. You know, and they're looking at the antler size. But when I open up the mouth and look at the teeth, I'm like, yeah, that is a 2.5.
Wow. Very cool. So, yeah, you jumped into the acorns. I am just seeing and hearing about just a bumper crop of acorns.
Oh, there is.
How is that going to affect things not only this fall? Maybe you could talk about that, you know, patterns of deer, but then also this coming spring.
Well, you know, what you'll see is actually those deer, I mean, even through the winter, I've seen deer in the high snowfall areas actually digging through the snow. Kind of looks like hogs have gone through the woods. They're actually digging acorns. So that'll be a great food source to be there, because obviously the amount of acorns is overwhelming the wildlife right now. So there's going to be a lot left through the winter and even coming in the spring. That may make it harder for some folks if you're a bait hunter. They may not respond to bait typically because they got plenty of natural food out there. So it might be more important maybe to spend a little more time finding those travel corridors to and from those oak stands. Those are going to be the hot spots right now, particularly through this early bow season. Once they start getting covered with snow, patterns may start getting back to normal, but those deer are certainly know those acorns are there and they're going to hit them, you know, when other food sources become scarce. You know, and as spring continues, like I said, those are going to be available through winter to dig, and that's going to make survivability for these deer even better. I mean, albeit living up here next to Lake Superior, we're still at the whim of what happens here. But, I mean, this is really setting ourselves up. If we have a normal to even mild winter, we should just see a really phenomenal bucks next year.
Awesome. Yeah, we can only hope Mother Nature just doesn't smack them all down.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're at the mercy of Mother Nature, particularly in this high snowfall zone that we're in up here in Marquette. So we're always playing that. But, you know, if we get, like I said, just a normal winter, and albeit the most important part is an early breakup, that really makes a break for the deer.
Well, it just speaks volumes. If you look at last February, how crazy those three blizzards in a row were. And yet, our deer herd survived really well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even I was getting a little nervous. I mean, like I said, I remember being on the show and everybody was kind of in this panic mode, but I knew if we get rid of that snow here soon, and we did, you know, towards the end of March there, it was already starting to go down and it went down fast. That really made or break the season. And I know we are seeing adult survival rates on our collar deer, you know, over 70%.
It's like, wow.
So, I mean, that's just great survival rates.
Brian Rule, wildlife biologist for the DNR for Marquette County and part of Alger, and I appreciate you coming in and chatting with us.
No problem, anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.